Okay, welcome back. Let's jump right in. This is going to be fun. There is nothing more exciting than to see science standing up and moving in the right direction to bring relief and better health to countless people around the world. And one of the most fascinating examples of that is the company CellSci, formerly on the internet, CellSci.com. That's CELSAI, as in science.com, CellSci.com. It's a pioneer in cancer immunotherapy. Immunotherapy. What's the best way to fight disease? Let your immune system do it. Build your immune system. How many years have I been saying that on this program? 28? Our phase 3, writes CellSci.com, clinical trial in head and neck cancer tests, the idea that we should boost the immune system before the ravages, and boy, they are ravages, of surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, because that is when the immune system is still at its strongest. It's not dragged down by cut, slash, and burn. The phase 3 trial is the largest ever in head and neck cancer, with 928 patients enrolled. With the last patient enrolled in the study in September 2016, final data readout based on 298 events is expected soon. And we're very honored to have back with us this hour to talk more about CellSci and where they are is Geert Kirsten. He is the man, okay? He's the guy. His personal statement couldn't be better. CellSci has a dedicated and passionate team that believes boosting a patient's immune system while it is still intact, key expression there, should provide the greatest possible impact on survival when it comes to cancer immunotherapy. Geert, welcome back to the program. It's been about, I don't know, seven or eight months, something like that.
Yes, well, first of all, thank you for having me back. This has been wild, 7 months for us. But then again, when you try to do something that hasn't been done yet, and by the way, we have succeeded. I can walk you through that. It's interesting. Let me put it this way. Some people love you. Some people hate you.
Yeah. Well, here you are walking into, and you've been at it a long. How long have you been at this now? This vision.
Only 34 years.
That's all, okay.
Well, that's all. My team's been with me for about 28 years. It's kind of a crazy group, but, you know, we believe we can change the world, and now with our results showed we can. I'll explain that to you.
When you have a team that has been together as long as yours, that is almost indescribable. It doesn't happen. So that tells you, right now, the single-minded purpose, the single-minded brilliance of these people is all focused on doing something that really has never been done before. This is an entirely different, and God knows we're overdue for it, entirely different way of going about trying to enhance the immune system to destroy cancer. And I remember when I was a little kid, Geert, they were always talking about the war on cancer. We've got to stop cancer. Well, they didn't go about it the right way, obviously. You came on to something a long time ago, assembled your team, and you've been at this for decades, and you have played it straight. You've gone right through the government regulatory process. You have jumped through every hoop and over every obstacle, and you are now, the finish line is within, how close is it? Let me ask you.
Well, let me walk you through the test. We did a 10-year phase 3 clinical trial. As a first cancer, this is an immune system drug, so it shouldn't be limited in terms of cancer. But you have to focus on one. So we focused on head and neck cancer, one of the worst, from under your nose down to your clavicle, about 6% of all cancers. Mm-hmm. And we focused on people who are very sick, but they've only just been diagnosed to have it. And so the treatment for those people is first surgery. This is all in the national guidelines, and everybody around the world follows it. And everybody gets surgery. But then what they do is they give you either radiation, or if they think you have a high chance of getting the recurrence of cancer, which almost always kills, then they give you radiation and chemo together. It's miserable. I mean, people even die from the side effects. Now, listen to this one. It took 10 years.
Uh-huh.
We had to wait much longer for people to die. It's a crazy study. We had to wait for people to die. But it's for statistics. And then we were right. Except it came out even more differently than we thought. But it makes sense. Because the people who got our drug, which boosts the immune system, followed by surgery and radiation, had a massive, huge survival benefit that went out to 5 years, which you don't typically see. You usually see 2 or 3 months of survival. No, we're talking 5 years, difference of 48 to 62%, which is huge survival, with no safety issues. No safety issues. Show me the cancer drug that can say that.
You can't.
However, the other arm has chemo added. And this is one of our key members of the committee that oversees the study says this has never been seen. It's always been thought, but no one never been seen. The chemotherapy destroyed the survival benefit. The immunotherapy built it up and radiation. Then you survived a long time. When you gave chemo, it destroyed the immune system effect caused by our drug. And
kind of heartbreaking in one sense, but expected when you understand what you're doing and how you're going about it. Chemotherapy to me, all my life, has been one of the most insane things. It's from the dark ages. You don't do this. There are 100 other ways you can go about it. You've found absolutely one of the best, and you have taken it all the way through the trials, all the way to the end. This is going to revolutionize a major industry, and that when I say industry, cancer is an industry, right? What is the average cancer diagnosed patient worth to the cancer industry now? Do you have a figure on that, approximately? There's a big number involved.
Well, I've always heard the last, some people say 6 months, other people say 12 months. Anyway, the end of life for a cancer patient costs a good $1 million.
That's right? Exactly what I was going to plunk down.
Cancer drugs are $150,000, $200,000,
$400,000.
And,
I'm sorry. I am so honored to have you on because you're doing something that most people, I don't think, would have the resolve to even begin to approach. You've got a gigantic bureaucracy here. You've got an entrenched industry that probably doesn't like you very much. What are you hearing
we're like the animals of Madagascar to the rest of the world, right? You don't see lemurs anywhere in the rest of the world. They're in Madagascar. We're the lemurs. We're different.
I got it. Yeah.
You know, but you have to go through the system. If you look at history, if you try to do it outside of the system, you know, you generally fail. Mm-hmm. But if you work through the system, you can bring profound change. Is it difficult? Sure. I mean, my gosh, just the Wall Street games on our stock, every so often they hammer it down. Okay, it's a great opportunity. Every time that happens, I buy more stock because I believe. And look, it's very simple. It is, by now people all say, well, it makes sense your drug didn't work with chemotherapy. Chemo destroys the immune system. Yes, and we say, yes, that's exactly right. And that's why we are going to FDA with the amazingly good data that shows this huge survival benefit with no safety issues, meeting all the statistics. And by the way, this disease, the last approval in this disease, advanced primary head and neck cancer, was about 50, 60 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's an unmet medical need. There's nothing out there under development. So, look, there are so many people out there who think they know all this stuff. They've never developed anything. It's like a movie critic, right? Oh,
well,
this
said.
Movie's not very good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, have you ever made your own movie, right?
Yeah, understood. Okay, this whole program, has been again put in the face of an industry that has essentially been in stasis for 50, 60 years. There's nothing new, really. You're new. So tell me about the resistance and the response you get from some of the big boys. What do you hear?
I wouldn't put it quite so badly, but you see, what happens is humans run in a group. And, you know, if everybody runs with you, you think you're right. You're comfortable. No one questions you. People don't like to be questioned. However,
no, they don't want to get out of their comfort zone either, Geert. They want to stay what they do and just keep doing it because they know it's a 1, 2, 3 and they're done. 1, 2, 3. They know
yes.
it. They don't
and
want to
pay
shake
the mortgage and all of those kinds
That's
of things.
Right.
So you get some crazy guys like us coming in and challenging the basic ideas.
Yes.
But you have to be there a long time before other people. Otherwise, you cannot establish your beachhead. It's that simple. And we did.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that cancer immunotherapy only became accepted in medicine about 6-7 years ago?
It's only, wow, I would have said 10 at least. So only 6 or 7.
Think about it. It always makes sense, right? You try to boost your immune system with vitamins. You try to sleep well.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the immune system. But as a treatment in cancer, no. People, we used to laugh at us. It is the future now. Keytruda, which is not used before surgery, radiation, chemo, it's used afterwards, has sales about $16.5 billion.
Excuse me, Geert. Keytruda has sales of $16-plus billion, and it is used, contrary to what CellSide does, Keytruda is used after the devastation has been done, right, with traditional therapy. I'm speaking partly for myself here, not for Geert. Understand that. But you are taking this whole thing 180 degrees the opposite. You're moving in prior to traditional cancer, radiation, surgery, cancer therapy, so-called
exactly.
therapy.
Because, honestly, if you ask yourself, think of all the friends and family who have had cancer. There's really only one good point to intervene. You must make the first cancer treatment curative. If that tumor comes back, it usually ends badly. So therefore, we invested our efforts and the activation of the immune system while it's healthy for that first
treatment. That's the key expression, while it's still healthy, while you still have a viable immune system. If you lose that, things get to be real tough real fast. Interesting. I don't know what the average is now. 1 out of 2 people get cancer. It's probably getting close to 1 out of 1. It is often said that everybody gets cancer, but the body has certain anti-tumor agents like the P53 gene that can be used by the body to help shut down tumor replication and growth. But these things are all predicated on a viable, functional immune system, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And by the way, the latest I've read is about 60% of people will get cancer. But again, it also depends on the region of the world, right?
Yeah, I understand. Are you seeing, this is a little bit sidestep, but are you seeing different kinds of pathologies with cancers now? Are you seeing more aggressive or new kinds of cancers in the human body? Or are we pretty much dealing with the same old thing?
I'm not sure that I have the expertise to speak that in general. So I'm very focused on our area because, maybe it's my strength, maybe it's my weakness. I'm a very focused person and, I just drive home what I believe in because I believe that is the key to success.
Understand. Well, the number is going up now and you say about 60%. That would be my guess too in that neighborhood. And I just look at people eating the average American diet and imagining what it does to their immune systems. I mean, you have to talk about this with over 30 years in this effort to develop something. People are often they're often their own worst enemies. They just don't know.
Yeah, it's a confluence of so many different things. And yes, we can help ourselves and have better shots. But look, in the end, there's only so much we control in our environment, all right? So therefore, the next best thing you can do is try to help the people with the first cancer treatment. Look at our data. These people, this is a nasty tumor, by the way. They say it's one of the worst tumors because not only do you lose your life, you lose your dignity, your looks, your social interactions, because you feel half your face is missing, your tongue's missing. So, but leaving all of that aside, that's already shitty. Excuse my language here. But this is 48%. 48% was the survival after 5 years. With our drug, it was 62% at 5 years with no safety issues.
Phenomenal.
I do not believe that FDA will not want to approve this, because FDA has been approving drugs that are toxic, and they've been approving drugs that don't actually have survival in many cases. Right? They've been rushing them to market because FDA wants to help.
Oh, yes. I got it. Now, head and neck cancer, you've got a tremendous database building. What about, ultimately, where does CellSci want to go with your technology and your approach? Do you want to go eventually, systemically, or do you want to stay focused for a number of years on head and neck? What do you want to do? And you're right, that is the most hideous form, probably, of cancer of all, because it's visible.
Systemically, it's not how your body works, right? The cytokines that we use, and you're making them right now, I'm making them, and we just copy that in our cancer drug, they work on a local level. So what you want to do is you want to catch people with the first cancer when it's not spread throughout the body, because that's too late, okay? And but we're not limited to head and neck cancer. We have data from melanoma, we have data from liver, we have data from cervical. There are many cancers because it's not a cancer product, it's an immune system product. It helps your body, while it still is healthy, it has billions of immune cells running around ready to kill whatever attacks the body. It helps your body see that there's a tumor. What then happens is these billions of immune cells suddenly know to go and attack the tumor. That's what it is.
What a brilliant approach. How did it come to you? Seriously, how did you figure this out? That to encourage, let's just say encourage, but to trigger the immune system to become focused and absolutely effective against foreign invaders. But was there a moment in your life, Geert, when you had this light bulb come on or something, or was it a sequence of events that did it?
Yeah, look, it's so logical. Some people might say it's too logical, but it's so logical. It's just no one did anything about it. And I have to say, I believe that there's been a protective hand over us, because the kind of people who are working with me, who we all have each other's back, we would never under normal circumstances have come together. We're so different, yet we have this common goal, and we can completely depend on one another because we work for this common goal. And you know, the nice thing is, in this company, it's not about money. We all know we're going to make money by being right. But you cannot last for 30 years working on some crazy idea, which, by the way, is now proven to work, if you're doing it for money. It has to be for some real and better purpose. So that's what happened.
You're taking moral medicine to a new level, moral medicine. And that's one thing we really need more of in this country. And I go back to what we talked about earlier, is the cancer industry is in a comfort zone of routine. And I have friends right now who are extremely sick with cancer, and I hear the same damn stories from them. And I've heard these stories. You've been at this for over 30 years. I've been around. I know people. And I'm so tired of hearing the same approach. Oh, well, we've got to go in there and we've got to cut it out. We've got to give you chemo. We've got to radiate you. And I've seen, and you have, and all of you listening have, lost so many people. And it doesn't have to be that way. This is a new approach, and to have it coming in on the side of, and I go again to the word morality, I like that, is phenomenal. And I urge all of you to take a look at Cell Psy, cell-psy.com. That's their website. Look at the team. Geert is very proud of these people, and they're all very proud of each other and what they've done, and they should be. This is just amazing. And the fact that they've gone through channels to do it is phenomenal. Tell me more, Geert.
So now that we have proven the drug to work, and interestingly, and it makes sense, the chemotherapy destroys the immune response, obviously we're going for FDA approval without chemotherapy.
Yes. Right.
There are a huge number of people who can directly be helped. So we calculated a minimum of 155,000 people could be helped by this, just in this one little area of the disease, and which means 5 years later, if you treat them all, you have saved 21,000 people. Okay? That's a stadium full of people.
Incredible.
And from there, as it always does, it can grow into other cancers, because then you'll test it in other cancers. And the assumption is that if it works in one, it's likely to work in others also. But obviously, you need to prove that. But that's how these things generally go. And, you know, these are not just people. These are families. And these are personal stories. 21,000 people with no safety issues. I just don't think that anyone would not want to approve this.
Who would? Who wouldn't? What
exactly.
Sane human being would not? Hold on a minute. We'll be right back with Geert as we continue our conversation. This is just a truly phenomenal development. Okay, and we're back with Geert Kirsten, and this is phenomenal. Let's tell everyone what the name of the product is, please.
So the company name is Cell Psy, like Cell Science, but C-E-L dash and then S-C-I, and you can find us on the internet at cellpsy.com. The name of the product, and the law always says FDA has to review it before it gets approved for marketing, but we call it Multikine, so it's many cytokines, and those are the substances that currently, as we speak and listen, actually run our immune system. We just copy what the body does when it's healthy.
Very nice. Very nice name. Right to the point. Can you give
me... Yes, that makes life easier, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. It's a great name. Can you give me an overview for our listeners? How this works. How does it do? What is the derivation of it? 30-plus years of research. How does it work to excite your immune system while it's still healthy to mount a truly overwhelming attack on cancer, especially neck? And we're talking about head and neck cancer right now. That's the primary when it comes to the actual testing. Go ahead.
So the study that we did, the phase 3 study, is the largest ever done in head and neck cancer, which is 6% of all cancers, and it's a 10-year study. So it will yield unbelievable amounts of data. There's histopathology and everything that tells you the mechanism of action. So we will know much, much more. But basically what it does is it helps your body when it's healthy. And right now when your body's healthy, you probably have a few billion immune cells running around, ready to kill whatever attacks you.
All right.
Except the tumor hides. It's like a terrorist. There may be a lot of police, but if the terrorist doesn't know what the guy looks like, the police can't, the police doesn't know, then they cannot catch the terrorist. Aha! So what the body needs is, what the police needs is intel. That you can find the bad guy at this address, and this is what the bad guy looks like. Okay. That is, in essence, what our product does. And then, suddenly, all these 3 billion immune cells can come flooding in and devouring the tumor. And in fact, what we had in phase two studies, and I can't talk about this in the phase three because it will have to be published, we had people whose tumor was completely gone within 3 weeks, which I don't think has ever been seen before, and it was confirmed by pathology, so we knew it was really gone.
Stunning.
Look, that's only possible because of the amazing power of a healthy immune system.
And this is phase two, ladies and gentlemen, all right? Phase three is not published yet, so but it's... Are you basically finished with it?
We finished with it, and we have announced some early results, which, like I said, showed fantastic results in one group. But when you added chemo, that part didn't work, so we're obviously not applying for the part where it didn't work. But there are a minimum of 155,000 people who could have massively extended survival with no safety, so we're applying for to FDA for that one. And by the way, in anticipation for all of that, we built out a very large manufacturing facility because I believe that a non-toxic cancer drug is going to, that increases your life with no safety issues, is going to be very attractive. I think people will want it. Where's the risk, right? It's non-toxic.
There's no risk. No.
And the benefit, I like to live. I like to live very much. But that's what we did. And look, we're a tiny company, right? In theory, this should not be possible. But then again, who makes the great inventions in this world, right? It's not the big guys.
No. The idea how does a tumor, let me rephrase this, how does a tumor hide? What is the simple explanation for that? How can people have a tumor and not really have the immune system aware of it? What's the mechanism? How does the trickery and deception and deceit occur?
Well, they're different. There are multiple ways of doing it. I mean, this just doesn't just have one, right? So there are two immune cells that typically kill cancer cells, and they are the CD8 killer cell. And that is what Keytruda activates. And then there are the natural killer cells. And that is what we activate. In fact, by the way, down the road, a combination of Keytruda, the $16 billion drug, and which does have toxicity, though, with Multikine, which has no toxicity, may be the perfect combination because then both hands of the immune system are freed up. We may have another cell killing mechanism with our drug, but again, we have to look at all of that data that needs to be published. But instead, that's one of the ways. And then there are other ways. The tumor has so many ways of defending itself. Think about this one. Every 5 years, we hear about some new target that's going to cure cancer, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then no one talks about it anymore. And then there's a new one. And then no one talks about it anymore. And sometimes they come to market. And by the time they come to market, we'll be lucky to know that they've increased the life of patients 2 or 3 months in some cancer with bad toxicity. So the idea that we're curing cancer, it's nonsense. We're trying to make incremental changes, but every time we add more toxicity. We needed the quantum leap. We created the quantum leap.
It's very interesting you had mentioned Keytruda as a possible adjunct to what Multikine can do. That's very gracious of you to even talk about that. How has your relationship been with, other people in the business of trying to do things like Keytruda? What kind of interaction do you have, if any? We know they're watching you. Very, very closely.
Everybody was watching. A 10-year clinical trial, by the way, I highly recommend you never try to do one of those. It's too long. My pitch to investors, listen to this one. We have to wait for 298 people to die, and if it takes longer, it's a good sign. What a horrible pitch, right? But in the process, I learned that there are good people who want to support good things. And against all odds, this little company made something happen that no one has ever been able to do.
I'm very glad you looked ahead and you've prepared for the onslaught, because you're going to get buried, no doubt, with business.
Oh, don't worry. It happens all the time. People try to knock us down all the time. It seems to be in the nature of things. Some people call it good against evil. I don't know what it is. I just know that, you know, the data says we're right. Our company was smart enough to raise money, so we have a large amount of money, so we don't have to worry. Uh-huh. Games will always be played with a stock.
Oh,
and
sure.
The games, these people don't care about the science, about helping people. They care about enriching themselves. You cannot change it. You have to accept it. You just simply have to keep your eye on the goal. Very simple. And that's what we're doing.
Well, you just spoke a huge truth. Most people, unfortunately, just don't care about anything but their wallet. What's in your wallet? Money. Well, I'm happy. So there you go. Here's the other question. Are you actually still looking for investors at this point in the program?
I would love to have our people buy the stock in the open market. We have $47 million in the bank, which is over 2 years' worth of cash, so I'm not looking for investors there. But let me put it this way. If you look at our stock, it's been all over the place. For 3 years, we were, I think, the number one performer on the New York Stock Exchange. Our stock was
number
something
one?
Along. Yeah, I think if you went to go from the low to the high, we're talking 4,500%. But that was just an intraday high. But otherwise, we were up by like 27 times, 28 times. And then just recently on the news, where we had this amazing win, but we didn't show benefit against chemotherapy. It makes perfect sense why, right? Chemotherapy destroys the immune system.
Of course.
Then the stock price was knocked down. So obviously it annoyed me, because it's just so wrong. Because we can help so many people. But again, you have to move on. These things are incidental. And if you let them distract you, you will fail. Nothing ever can allow you to take your eye off the ball in this project.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. It's not only do you have to have a work ethic, but you have to have an ability to focus and not let anything pull you off target.
We're a little crazy, I think. I think we certainly have that. But you see, I'm surrounded by people much better than I am. Much more, I mean, not much more dedicated, but brilliant people. And we're just driving it forward. How often in your life do you see a team that's been together for 30 years through thick and thin?
Never, never. I'd say that with
that's what
no
we have.
Hesitation. Never. Doesn't happen. And I'm looking at the pictures of your executive officers and your other team members, and this is terrific. Are you still looking for bright young people who are moral, medically, who might want to be helpful?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, thank you for asking me. We are looking for people in HR. We're looking for people at the manufacturing facility. We are staffing up in other areas, but we're not actually hiring in other areas. So, for example, for the writing of clinical reports, we use ICON, the people who helped us in the clinical trial, who ran the clinical trial. So they have that expertise. And, you know, we've hired one of the premier law firms in the U.S. to help us with other things. You don't need to hire people and then train them, etc. What you need to do is, it's a bit like, it sounds terrible, but like you hire mercenaries, right? For a fixed time, and you get yourself the very, very best, and it costs whatever it costs. But you only pay for, let's say, 6 months, and then you end up with the best work product you can possibly produce. So that's how little companies can achieve the work of large companies, and maybe even better, because we have put everything on the line, right? So if this doesn't work, hadn't worked, not only would we have lost all of our money, but we would have lost like half of our DNA, right? Half of our DNA belongs to a family, and half of our DNA belongs to the company. It's kind of dedicated.
No, I like this. I really have always liked, we'll call it small business, all right? I've always supported them. I always have great respect for people who are not afraid to go where few would ever go. And you people have done that. Now, when all of you go to the site, CELSCI.com, you've got a little menu at the top. You can go look. There's a news link. You can sign up for news. I'm not sure it's a newsletter, but you're going to get news. And this is a phenomenal thing. What you're seeing happen here is going to literally change one of the most entrenched industries in our culture. And I'm not speaking just for American culture. I'm speaking for Western culture, Western medicine. This is going to go everywhere. This is going to be phenomenal. What is your expected rollout? What are you projecting? And I don't want to jinx anything, but what are you looking at here? You've got to get your approval. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, it all takes time. Look, let's look at it this way. Here comes this little company that has done a 10-year study, and I don't think there's ever been a biotech company that did a 10-year study, because they wouldn't survive it. Somehow we did. Mm-hmm. Then we achieve a result that has never, ever been achieved. And it's not just a little 2-3 month survival benefit. It's 5-year massive survival benefit, which, by the way, the survival benefit increases by 300% per year between years 3 and 5. Usually, like Keytruda, instead of dying at 10 and a half months, which this is a later head and neck cancer, you die at 13 months, and then boom, it's gone, right? So no safety.
Understand.
So let's be honest. There are so many people out there saying, how can this be possible? Right? What am I missing here? This little company out of nowhere, how did they do this? So what you have to do is you have to build credibility with time. So therefore, the focus is very simple. Focus on FDA.
Right.
And you focus on peer-reviewed publications, because that is how you build credibility. People say, well, you should give me all this data. No. It's got to go out through peer-reviewed publications, because that is how you build credibility. And credibility is at the source of everything, right? Credibility relates to trust.
Oh,
if you don't trust people, then there's a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we seek to earn everybody's trust. And that's what we're working on.
You are... what's going to happen in the end when you become ultimately tremendously successful? People who care, smart people, are going to look back and try to reconstruct how you did this. How did you do something? Whatever the discipline, it's the idea of dedication, of application, of focus, and a resolve that is second to none. And that we just don't find that in most people. But you're creating
a
business
model.
But you
see, in this country,
model.
You can do it. This is what's so great about the U.S.
Yeah.
All right? The glass, you have a glass that's only half full. In other countries, it's half empty. Here, it's half full.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's the most amazing and most wonderful thing. You fall on your face. They don't say, forget this guy. No, they say, come on, get up. It's such a wonderful, positive country. Mm-hmm. Do we have problems here? Sure we do. But we're saved by this positivity, by the belief in doing the impossible. And that's why the impossible is being done in this country again and again and again.
Understand.
It is basic attitude that I love.
Mm-hmm. What you said is very about falling on one's face. Always remember, even if you fall on your face, you're still moving forward. You can use it all you want. I'm really proud to talk to you and to know that there are people like you have put together and have such discipline. I work like you, rather, in a way. I have single purpose. I'm focused. I have to. It's what I do. And I really respect what's gone on here. Have you had contact with people, I don't want names, in the cancer industry? Have they come to you privately and said, we're watching you, Geert. What you're doing is phenomenal. And when the time is right, we're not going to fight you. We're going to help you. Have you had anybody say that to you?
It works differently. Everybody waits for the results. It's just like most shareholders. It's the nature of humans. So what I can tell you is that we have shown our results to a whole lot of experts in head and neck cancer, KOLs, key opinion leaders, people from the regulatory field. Right. And everyone says that, you know, this should, you know, lead to a very successful approval with the FDA because the benefit to human, the two people is so great. And, you know, it was one of two treatment arms. We didn't select any people. We didn't take five men who are 6'6" with black hair and say those people work. No, it was all the people who had surgery and radiation, and all the people with surgery, radiation, and chemo, they didn't work. It couldn't be any easier. And that's so therefore, the chemo, we followed all the rules.
Understood. There's no way for people to object to this. You have followed the rules. So chemo, and I'm speaking for myself, chemo is the killer. It's the big killer. The most immediate, obvious killer in cases of cancer. Chemo is the big no-no. That's the last thing you want. I wouldn't do it under any circumstances. That's me. But chemo is the killer. Fair statement?
I'm not going to walk down this road because it's an established cancer treatment. I would hope I never have to take it. That's what I would say.
That's fine with me. That's all I need to know. I can speak for myself. I'm not speaking for Geert or CellSci. But I think what we're talking about here tonight is beyond revolutionary and very gracious to even mention Keytruda like that. I think that's extraordinary.
No, it is a great advance, right? It has done great things for some people, not for other people.
I understand that. It's on the other end of the spectrum, though. You're at the beginning, and they're on the other side.
But it's okay. People also need to work for those people who cannot be saved at the beginning and who need to have life extension and benefit later on. We need to work on all of it. It's just that we are the only ones working on the front part. And we have succeeded when no one else has succeeded. Everybody works on the back, and we said, you've got to work on the front. Finally, there's a success.
Right.
And without safety issues, I cannot repeat that. It means you can combine it with crappy, horrible treatments and not make them worse, not kill more people. And that's
phenomenal.
A huge deal.
No, no, it's incalculably phenomenal what you've done. I think this is just great. What major news organizations have taken interest in what you've done?
That's a fascinating thing. Very few have. I believe it's because it's never been done, and they have a hard time believing that a little company can. So again, I've had so many crazy things happen over the years. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. You identify the problem, and the problem is, wow, how is this possible? Can I believe these guys? I'd have to say I'd have to be crazy to be lying, right? I have so many organizations working with me, the lie would come out in no time. But again, I understand why people say that. So how do I prove it? So we publish in peer review, and we take this to FDA. This should all be successful, and then And by the way, I jumped in and I used the opportunity. I bought more stock. I'm not made of money, so it's a lot of money for me, but I bought $200,000 worth of our stock just last week because people were playing around with it. And I said, I believe that a year from now, we're going to be up multiples of where we are right now. So again, you don't do this for money, but it doesn't mean you get stupid and don't take care of your family, right?
Oh, of course, of course. It's the American way, let's be honest.
It's also the American way to screw around with stocks. And that's what they, again, you can cry and complain. And I'm not a crybaby, and I don't like complaining. It drags me down. So therefore, I look for the opportunity in it and say, how do I fix it? And that's how we've always done it. That's how we've always succeeded. And that's how we are going to do it here. And the beautiful thing is we've never been this strong. We have lots of money, and we have fantastic five-year survival data with no safety issues, meeting all the statistics.
You start building up, when you start building up all those peer-reviewed papers and other data, you'll be the giant all of a sudden. Here's the quote again. I'm going to read it from Geert. CellSci has a dedicated and passionate team that believes boosting a patient's immune system while it is still intact should provide the greatest possible impact on survival when it comes to cancer immunotherapy, end quote. Geert, thank you for being here. Thanks for sharing this. I'm very honored to be a little part of it and to help people understand what you've been up to for all these decades. And we'll stay in touch, and I look forward to our next visit. Thank you.
I thank you so much, and it really does take a village. And I want to thank your listeners. I really appreciate it. Good night.
Well, they're the best. Good night, Geert. Thank you. All right, there's a great story. Just fabulous story. We'll keep following it for you. And we will be back with more after this.